When there's an elephant in the room, you're bound to trip over the trunk. It's the Real Housewives of Atlanta After Show starting now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Diva is a female version of a hustler.
Oh, divas!
Yes,
divas!
Yes, yes.
Divas checking in.
Got my diva back.
Yes. Hey guys, welcome. It is Sunday night. Thank you for joining us. It's the Real Housewives of Atlanta. I am your host, Lian Castillo. You can find me on all social media platforms at Hollywood Lian. And I can't do this without my girls.
Hi, I'm your host, Beyonce Nelson. No, I'm just kidding.
That was amazing.
They told me not to hit the mic and I just did it. What's up, guys? My name is Drew Jones and you can follow me on all the things at OKDrewJ.
What's up, party people? I'm Erica Edwards. You can follow me on all social media at Erica D. Edwards. That's E-R-I-K-A, D as in door, Edwards.
And I am Miss Conversation Piece, a.k.a. V. Brown. You can follow me at Miss Convo Piece on Twitter and Instagram Conversation Piece. And I'm feeling really good tonight. You guys ready for this?
Yeah. Okay. Yes, we are feeling good. Yeah. The divas are in the house. The Real Housewives are in the house. Well, they're not here, but we just watched them on TV like you did. And it was such a good show.
Yeah, it was a good episode. This one was a lot of fun.
I was dying. From the top of the show with Portia and the acting skills, I was like, what is going on? Are we watching The Housewives or what is this? It was like a crazy soap opera. The only way I believed it is because Portia's drama is right up there.
Right.
So I'm like, this could be possibly true.
Right.
What y'all think about Portia's acting skills?
I think Connie's the perfect role for her. I don't know if y'all have seen that. I mean, I'm sure y'all have seen that movie. Everyone's seen that movie. But Connie, a.k.a. Gabrielle Union, like, that is a match made in heaven. I was like, that... Portia's gonna kill that, I feel.
Well, what I felt was, thank God she got an acting coach, because that was painful to watch. I was like, yeah, this is like a bad low-budget commercial. So, yeah, thank God she's getting coaching, and she'll be amazing, hopefully, by the time this play.
I think it's out already.
Oh, is it out?
Yeah, she's been doing it. I've heard good things about it. Like, I haven't heard anyone, like, drag her. Yet.
V, what you think?
Low expectations. She can do a bit of more work.
Right.
And when she does that, she has potential. Definitely has potential. Potential.
There's always potential, and you can only get better. And just remember, there's always someone better than you in the room, so make sure you're always on point. And I'm glad she's getting the
coach.
Unless
you're me. Yes. No, I'm just kidding.
Unless you're Drew. Unless she got them curls to back it up. That's why her hair is so big. It's full of secrets.
And talent.
And
humbleness.
Speaking of humbleness, we move on to Sheree and Kim. And oh my gosh.
What?
This episode, first of all, can I just shout out Candy and say, girl, you need to start suing these ladies. You need to start letting them know who is the boss. Defamation of character. It exists, girl.
Or if it's true, putting out NDAs, girl. You need to have some non-disclosure agreement.
I mean, another sexual allegation, another drug thrown out. It's just too much. She was accused of offering to lick Kim Z's box.
Which I hate that terminology with a fiery passion.
I'm just repeating what I heard on the show.
I know you are. When she said that, I was like, ugh, that's nasty.
Box licking mediums. I'm telling you, this episode's going to be amazing. So stay tuned. What y'all think?
Goodness gracious.
I think two for two. So I think Candy is out there propositioning somebody, and it's a chick. Because, I mean, how are they coming up with the same thing over and over and over? So I think... I don't know if it was Kim. I don't know if it was Portia. I don't know who she offered to do what to, but I do believe where there's smoke, there's fire.
Yeah, we know Candy loves the ladies.
Yeah, she does. Thank you. Yeah.
So what's wrong with that? As long as there's she asks and doesn't just lick it, she asks, right?
Yeah. Why are they out here trying?
Please be polite and ask.
But can I just say, I'm all good and dandy with Candy's letting her freak flag fly. I'm here for it, girl. Like, way the high. But Kim... I do not believe Kim is Candy's cup of tea.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and I kind of agree with that.
Before, Portia wasn't her cup of tea. Like, she says that every time. I do feel like she and her husband are doing threesomes. Because why is this the running
totally.
Line?
Totally.
Yeah. They're why totally do you think doing they're so threesomes? Happy?
Exactly. That's the only way to make it work these days.
A threesome a day keeps the divorce away.
Thank you very much. It's my personal mantra.
No, that opens Pandora's box. I don't believe in that. I don't share.
Well, you know what? To each his own. I just believe there's a little room for some wiggle room, a little room for some fun. And I think Candy and Todd are both freaks. And I think behind closed doors, if they're secure enough, go ahead and do it. But yeah. I don't think it's everyone's business. And yeah. I don't think Candy's out there getting drunk and asking every girl out. She doesn't even drink. So, I mean, your inhibitions fly when you're something, and she's usually not anything.
And I know for dang sure, you cannot put any amount of alcohol in me. I know for a fact that Candy's not over there trying to holler at Kim.
Erica's exactly. not convinced.
I'm not convinced. Every episode, I feel like next season is going to be somebody else be like, Candy wanted to lick me. No, I just feel like it's going to happen again. I'm just saying, every season.
I'm not denying that she isn't probably like, you know, that they're
well,
not
she's bisexual. She has said it. I'm bisexual.
Yeah, I'm not denying that she's, you know, that they might not be swingers or whatever. I just don't think it's Kim. The Portia thing, before it got like crazy with the drug allegations, the Portia thing, I was like, you know what?
That's believable.
I could believe Portia.
Portia's beautiful.
Portia's beautiful. She got a big old booty. Like, I understand Portia. Kim
was okay before her duck lips.
Thank you.
Kim was all right before them duck lips.
She was.
Yeah. Once she upgraded her wig and before the lips, she wasn't too bad.
But do you want to invite someone that looks better than you to be around your man?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
There's some rules.
Never felt that emotion.
You know what? To quote Samantha, Sex and the City, always be the starring role. Like, be the one that comes into the relationship. You know what I mean? At least you don't have to worry about what it's going to do to your marriage and everything. Just be the one that comes in and has fun.
But also, isn't the threesome rule that you bring in a stranger, you don't bring in someone you know?
Yeah, there's lots of rules.
I'm from experience. That's just what I...
How do you know about the rules, Drew?
Listen, I read books. And the books say...
What kind of books are you reading, girl?
Girl, all the books. And the books say...
The books say elephants have long trunks. Yes. And there's lots of them in the room.
Apparently.
Nene is bringing it up, and she's just like, look, I don't want to go to dinner with y'all. There's something fake about y'all. I don't know if she handled it correctly, and I don't know how I would feel about her standing me up.
Yeah, I would feel some type of way. But, I mean, as we see when they get off the phone with her, when she brings up the Brielle, when Kim brings up the Brielle thing, Nene's like not, I mean, Nene's not wrong for, she just didn't, I don't think she executed it correctly. I don't think Nene knew in that moment about the Brielle thing.
Furthermore, I don't think that when your friends call you and they're like, where are you? Didn't you get the memo? Is not the right answer. I do not work for you. Why are you sending me memos? Couldn't you call? Couldn't you text? That was like just rude and trifling. You're totally. Not like queen of Atlanta. You're Nene. So chill with that.
And to quote Kenya, who the F are you?
Exactly.
Nene is the queen of the show, though.
She's the queen, and she thinks she can do whatever she wants, and she does.
I was going to say, did they really try to check her when she said that?
No, they didn't.
They didn't. They exactly. were like,
they
were
kind
like,
of took it.
Exactly. They were like, what memo? Stop being a punk.
Because had that been me, I'd be like, who said that? Like, where are you coming from?
Well, they sure flowed with conversation after they hung up. True. You know, all the little shades came out. Brielle talking about the roaches. I don't know how I feel about all this. First of all, it's the South, and as soon as it rains, the bugs start crawling out everywhere. So, we talked about this a couple episodes ago.
Yes, we did. Yeah.
We did. And also...
And we all agreed that Brielle was out of
line. 24 roaches? 24 roaches, Brielle?
Yeah, you sat there and counted them?
Yeah. Right. When I see something, I'm like, oh, I'm gonna go. I'm not like... Where's your family? Let me count all of you. Come out.
I'm out. I'm going.
Right? I'm scared.
Okay, but wait a minute. In Brielle's defense, it was caught on Snapchat. So she didn't put the roaches there. So, you know what I'm saying? And from the little video, it was roaches there.
I believe it, but I'm just saying, like, she's put in very, as someone who's from the South, like you said, if there's any shift of change of weather, anything, bugs be coming out of nowhere. We got cicadas down there. We got...
I don't even know what that is.
Exactly. There are these big freaking bugs. They have these they make these crazy buzzing noises. And they come out of nowhere.
No.
Yeah, no. They just come out of the woodwork. So, like... And if she was apparently downstairs or something, I just feel like it got blown to...
There's a lot of shade. Yes. And Brielle is not so innocent, and she needs to watch what she says. And if she's going to come for adults, she needs to get ready to be checked.
Yeah, because she's like grown. An adult. Exactly. You're grown now. Very true.
And she was saying a lot of things that were borderline really not good. Nope. Even racist. We're not going to go there. I'm just going to say, Brielle, relax. Take it down a notch. Cynthia, back to school drive. What is that? Back to school drive. The Cynthia back to school drive.
Yeah, at Bailey's.
It was so nice.
Yeah.
Oh my God. It was really nice to see the Bailey agency again. And it was nice to see that they're doing like so much and it's still thriving. And yeah. I love that.
Yeah, that's amazing. Because I'm like, what has she been doing with that agency? Because I'm like,
well, I know they do like the auditions there. Okay. I know they do pageants and they do a modeling school, you know, mm-hmm. that probably does job placement and teaches the girls how to walk and how to audition properly and everything. But it was good to see that this back to school drive was going on. It's always good to give back. I really like that. Kenya came in and she didn't talk about no coochie crack, so that was good.
Yeah, I did love the little shade that Cynthia threw, calling her Kenya less. She's like, because yeah. I feel like since you got married, I've seen you less and less.
Don't you hate those friends that, like, ditch you when they get a boyfriend or something like that?
I feel
that?
Like my friends see me more when I have a boyfriend.
How is that? Erica, are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Well, first of all, her husband is in New York, so I don't know where she's thank you. Doing.
Thank you.
But I'm confused as to why she doesn't have time to see Cynthia, because her husband doesn't live in the same state.
Isn't she going up to New York? That's, like, what...
No.
Well,
I don't know. The thing, here's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking what Eric is thinking.
I'm trying to be nicer this year. So.
The second thing I'm thinking is, first of all, this relationship is just way too in my face, which makes me think non-authentic.
The Kenya and Cynthia or the Kenya on. And my man?
Like, Cynthia, you're really missing Kenya that much? Come, it's just a little far-fetched, isn't it?
Well, she's single now, and she's dating Will halfway, so she does want her friend around, you know.
That's true. I feel like Cynthia is a very dependent person, and I feel like she doesn't have Peter anymore, so she, like, is latching on to friendships.
Also, I feel like now that, because remember, I don't know if it was last season or season before, when she was, like, BFFs with Kenya and till Nene came back, mm-hmm. and then she kind of, well, I'm not that tight with Kenya anymore. And then, so now I feel like, okay, now you're spreading it too thick. Like now, because she and Nene are cool, but they're not as tight as they were. So as soon as she's not as tight with
Nene, she goes back to Kenya.
Kenya's like her, you know, side chick, best friend, or whatever. So now they're together. But it's, yeah, I'm with you. It seems a little bit like.
Isn't she laying it on too thick?
Yeah, I'm like, stop it, Cynthia. You can make another friend.
I feel like Nene feels like when she talks about it, I'm over here rolling my eyes and I'm like, oh, come on, just stop. I guess I like when her and Nene are like really, really good, but knowing Nene and like watching the show back, I don't think she's going to like what Cynthia has said, even though it's real and even though it's honest.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, she said, I have had problems with Nene, and I've had similar problems, and when she comes for you, she comes for you.
So you think she's like a fair weather friend? She's not really.
Who, Nene?
No, Cynthia.
No, I think Cynthia's a great friend. I just think she is a little wishy-washy, and she's been for the last 10 seasons.
Yeah, I also think she can only focus on one person at a time.
Like, yeah, because, wait, who was it that, wasn't it Cynthia that came up with the contract for friendship?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, ever since yeah, then, right. You she's know what? Very attached to people.
Oh my God, looking back at the evidence.
Yeah, she gets easily attached. So yeah.
Stage one clinger.
Exactly. So she's a little, I think she has to have, to her, she has to have a best friend.
Yeah.
You know, and so that's a thing.
Or a man. Or both.
True.
Well, true. Will showed up. To the drive.
Will showed up, and that was really nice of him.
But don't you think something is really weird with their relationship? Because she's just now finding out he's going overseas for a week. Like, isn't that weird? Because if my man is going out of town, especially overseas to Brazil with booties and galore, I'm going to need to know what's going on. I'm going to need an invite. I'm going to need something.
Kenya didn't hesitate to bring up legal prostitution. I'm like, Kenya, you just always have to take it there.
Exactly. I was a little surprised that Cynthia, this was her first time hearing about it. I don't know if this was in the outline or something, but I was like, why didn't he mention, why wouldn't you mention it till the week before them going to Brazil?
Or like when they were on the boat.
Exactly. Yeah. Or whenever. But I assume they talk outside of airing on the show. And so I was kind of surprised that she was so like, oh, for real, for real. So yeah. That was a little surprising
for me. I really liked him in the beginning, but the more we see him, the more I'm like, there's just something off. And I feel like this episode kind of showed that a little bit more. Like, yeah, the communication thing is weird to me. Like,
Yeah.
The communication is just the beginning of it, obviously.
Well,
as the medium said, you should listen. They're right this time.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I also, although I did not like Kenya, because I thought the whole Cynthia being nervous and acting like, oh my gosh, I really like him, that was kind of cute. That's the excitement you want to feel when you meet somebody new. Who is Kenya to pull her aside and be like, stop it. Girl, you've had, theoretically, a real man for 3 minutes. How are you going to give advice to somebody? Yeah. Like, no. And why is Cynthia listening to you like you know something? You ain't had a real relationship since you've been on the show. How can you tell?
Wouldn't you know, like, firsthand how it feels when people don't want to be happy for you? She's always the one that's like, people are never happy for me.
Exactly. And I'm like, just relax and be happy for Cynthia instead of... Kenya seems like she's laying on the hater juice.
No,
to me.
I think she was giving good advice because you don't want to seem too excited to a guy. You want to play it cool. You want to, you know, play it cool.
But who is Kenya to pull her aside? Like,
but
I think, cool.
I think just because you personally are bad at relationships doesn't mean that you as a friend can't spot certain things and out like from an outside point of view.
Yeah, I guess. I don't think it was like that deep. I don't know. I just didn't see it as.
Or maybe tell her, but don't pull her aside while she's standing there. Like, I'm not eight. You can talk to me, you know.
I just thought it was a little more.
Exactly.
We should have been a little
more
less.
Than necessary.
Exactly.
Well, we see Cairo come over to Sheree's house and bring over some food, and they talk about their relationships. That was interesting. I like that little talk back that he gave to her. Yeah. She's like, tell me about your relationships. And he's like, you tell me about yours.
Yeah, she did teach him well.
This one has a crush on Cairo.
He is so cute. He is so cute.
He's all tall. He's a Morehouse man.
How old is he? Is he
like 20? I don't know.
Okay, he's not 21. Okay. I need at least 21.
I'm cougaring.
I will be a cougar, but he has to at least be 21.
I think he's like 2021, something like that.
Nah. Well, at least she taught him well. He brought groceries. He's cooking. He's cute, so can't go wrong with that.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed Sheree tonight. Even like that booty shot.
I was like, cakes are up. Let's go.
Can I just tell you, it's been very, very active the last hour. Make sure to follow me on Twitter at Hollywood Leanne because the girls are tweeting me. I had Sheree Whitfield tweet me tonight.
Oh, yes.
We'll get to what part of the show she tweeted me out a little bit later, but I just want to say that the girls are active. They're looking at everything. So,
Hey, girls.
Hey, ladies.
Make sure to come on down, set the record straight. Let us know.
Give us the scoop. Take the group trip
to LA this time.
Yes. I need to know all about this box looking thing in person.
Lord.
I want to hear about these nights at the club.
Exegesis.
Well, I just want to know who's paying for these collect calls that keep coming in to Sheree when her boo keeps calling. Like,
does that cost money?
Yes, a lot of money. It's like $5 a minute or something.
Uh-huh. Usually right now, I think what they do is they have calling cards in prison. And I would presume someone is putting money on his calling card as she'd probably give him money to buy like snacks and stuff.
Can't you also work? Like, can't you like work for certain things?
Yeah, but you get like once in a
day. Yeah, or like 10 cents a day or something. Yeah, you get something.
It's probably more to just keep your time occupied.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of, Sheree thinks he's innocent and she's seen the evidence, apparently. So there's no talking her out of it. He is innocent and she's going to do whatever she needs to do. Stand by her man. Stand by your man, girl. What you guys think about her loyalty to this guy? Do you think she should really be investing this time where she could be out meeting somebody else, upgrading the chateau even more beautiful than it already is? It's looking really good, by the way, Sheree. What do you guys think?
I think a prison bay is kind of like, I'm not trying to have a prison bay, but I can see the appeal.
Oh, no. No, no, no. No appeal to that.
Oh, my God.
Hello?
Are we...
Hey. Uh-huh. Are we here? Okay.
So, guys, we're having a little bit of technical problems, but we're going to keep going. If you can hear us, just keep going, and we'll be able to see something soon, but we'll keep talking for you guys.
So, what I was saying is I can see the appeal of a prison bay just because...
Give me one.
Well, for me, I don't like my man up in my face all the time. I'm a very independent person. I want to go do my things, and then, like, you can come when I want
to. So you want a pen pal, is that what you want?
look, but I'm saying I understand. I don't want a prison babe, but I could see how, like, she, because she's a very independent woman. So I could see how she's like, I'm just doing me, and
Erica,
then I have you.
What do you think?
And I can call.
Okay. Now, I do actually agree with Drew to a point. I do see the pleasures of a prison babe because, like Drew, I am also very independent and I like to see my man on weekends. So, if you don't have to worry about being cute every single day, you don't have to snap with somebody, he's not tagging you on Instagram, all that other stuff, and you see him on a weekend.
Hey guys, we are so sorry about that. We are back. We got started talking about threesomes. Someone felt left out, and then the power went out. This is what happens. So, guys, just make sure if you're going to, like, have a threesome, really think about it, because everything can go wrong. We were talking about felonies and prison bays and
collect calls.
Everything. We don't got any felonies and no mugshots up here, from what I know. But, we'll continue talking about how we wanted some prison bays, and then we'll get into the medium and the elephant in the room. So, I think Erica was talking about how she wanted a prison bay.
Okay, I did not say I wanted a prison bay.
She said she had one.
I was agreeing with Drew that I could see the pros of having one.
Yes.
Because you can see him on the weekend, you don't have to be worrying about him, and then if he's cheating on you, he's like kind of cheating because he's just talking to the other person, and he's not really sleeping with the person. So that's not too bad. The only issue I have with Sheree in this episode is, if you want to have a prison bae, you got to accept your prison bae for the prisoner that he is, and not be on that, oh my gosh, he's innocent. Like, yeah, every prisoner says that. So you have to accept him, like, well, yeah, you know, he used to be a con artist, but he's changing. You know what I'm saying? He got Jesus or whatever. But I don't like this whole pretending like he has to be innocent in order for you to be with him. Like, nah, girl.
And he's not in jail for, like, murdering somebody. Yeah. He went to jail for wire fraud. Like, I mean, anyone can commit wire fraud by just, like, charging something on someone's credit card that isn't yours. Isn't that considered wire fraud?
I don't know. It doesn't sound like a sexy crime.
I can't with you. I can't with you.
First of all, why do you feel like it's okay for a prison bae to cheat? Because you know if they're cheating, who they're cheating with, right?
I didn't say it was okay for them to cheat. I just said if they were to cheat with another woman,
inmate.
I don't judge.
I've heard lots of stories, and if the stories are true, put me in there now.
can I go in?
Woo, well? I've heard about that prison sex, and sign me up. I've committed the crime, and I'm ready to do the time.
Conjugal visits here.
Woo, Apollo. I want to go see Apollo. I want to go see Apollo at Fort Dix.
Wait a minute. What if they were at the same prison? That would be a great storyline. Apollo and Tyrone. Get it in.
Oh, my God.
These are only my suggestions.
They're going to get their own
spin-off. You can have that one for free.
Coming this spring, yes. Andy Cohen presents.
Prison Bay.
At least do a Prison Bay calendar. I mean, you could do one.
Ooh,
Could you imagine, like, they have, like,
jail shakes, and it's set up like the housewives intros.
Yes.
I did the crime. I'm ready to do the time. I'd watch it.
Amazing.
I would watch it as well. I'm so sorry.
Amazing. I'm ready to definitely dive right in. So let's move on to the elephant in the room.
Mabel.
I don't know how you guys feel, but every time that Nene wants to get a party going on and a get together, it never ends well. And if we were on Bravo right now, I would show you the montage of the slumber party.
True.
Apollo getting buck wild, Brandon getting his ass beat, and everyone going crazy, and the devil is in the room and it's alive.
Oh my God.
The devil might have been in the room tonight.
No, I'm sorry, but I really do feel like when all the girls get together and it's this hashing out party, the dark energies come out, and it was evident tonight, because before they even got into it, the lights started flickering. And let me just tell you.
It traveled here.
Really? What did they do?
Oh, my God. As a spiritual Latino man, I can tell you I believe in the spirits, and I believe in all of that. And when the lights flickered, I said, yes, they are here, and they're ready to hash it out with the housewives.
Yes, they are. And I will say this. I did notice the umbrella product placement of the red and white DST umbrella as they were going into Mambele's elephant room. And because that is Delta Sigma Theta's
Happy
Founder's Day.
Exactly. I was like, go ahead.
So I celebrated yesterday, you know.
Yes.
I have Delta? No idea what they're talking
Delta.
About.
Are you a Delta?
I am not a Delta, but I'm well aware.
Okay, DST.
I didn't pay for friends, but
I was a legacy.
ice, baby. Too cold.
I had to throw the shade. I'm sorry. No, I'm just kidding. I never rushed, but I did hang out with the frat boys. If you know what I mean.
I too hung out with some frat boys, but we digress.
I let them initiate me.
Well, I will say about this party, Cynthia came in. She had total positive energy. She always does to me. So she started off right.
And they crushed her.
Yeah. Her hair was giving me life, though.
She looked pissed off.
Yeah.
She looked pissed off. She looked over it. She was looking at, like, Mumbele. What was her name?
Mumbele.
Mumbai?
Mumbele.
Mumbele?
Mumbele.
Mbele.
Mbele. I think.
Mbele.
Mbele.
Oh. I love Cynthia's little curly wig. Every time she wears that,
she looks adorable.
That's a good look on her.
And Kim tried to come for her tonight.
Oh, yeah.
She said, can't you just be quiet and be pretty?
And I really feel like Cynthia could have let her have it. You know what I mean? She's like, yeah. I'm not just some pretty little face. Bam! But anyways, we'll get into that. The elephants are here. And speaking of, this elephant's ready to talk. So what do we think about this medium situation? Do we believe in medium? Before we get really into it, how does everybody feel about mediums in the spirituality world and all that? Do we believe in mediums? True?
I do, but I feel like I feel like spirits are very select with who they present themselves to.
So you believe in
and
them?
And I feel like something televised on TV is not. I don't know.
She was like,
yeah,
Erica.
I do believe in them, and I like that Bravo like to give you know, a black person medium a chance, because I don't really see black mediums on TV too much. So. Good job with that one, Bravo. She did seem, and I liked that she was like a medium with a little hood ghetto flavor.
Oh,
so
yes.
That was interesting. I didn't really get the vibe off of this particular episode that she was really channeling anything.
Yeah.
I felt like she was just trying to read people. But outside of that, I actually do. I like mediums. I do find them. I haven't been to one, but I will go. Mm-hmm.
I feel like she was fake. I believe in mediums, but I wasn't feeling her vibe. I really don't feel like she was accurate in her reading.
I don't think she's a medium. I think she's an energy reader. I don't think she's a medium.
Okay.
Yeah, I think she's reading like auras.
Yeah.
Well, they said, I think in the episode, or maybe when I was reading the summary or whatever, that she was an energy reader, but she called herself a medium, which is why it even came up, and which was weird because I didn't get the impression that she was actually channeling anything. And then also, at some point, she was like, well, I was eavesdropping on what you said. So I was like, medium. You're not predicting anything. You're just telling them about the conversation they just had.
It was definitely strange, and she definitely had a little hood to her, which I do appreciate. I don't think she was a medium. Like I said, I do believe in different stages of that. And I have actually that sort of stuff running in my family. So I really, really do believe in that. I don't really believe in her. I think her energy was off. I do think she can read energies. I mean, but those ladies are really easy to read.
Yeah, right. I think she's doing what we do every day.
Okay.
We're watching them and we talk shit.
Yeah. I don't know, but she had a lot to say, and some of it I agree with, some of it I don't agree with. I don't know if I would look at Nene while everybody was in this heat of the moment and go, you have a heart of gold.
You are so sweet.
I mean, come on. Like, Nene does have a good heart. She's a good person, but we're in the middle of hashing things out right now. You're calling someone a good person? What is everybody else?
The girl who's paying you.
Exactly. Pay her for their opinion.
Why are you writing out that check? I just want to let you know that you have a heart of gold.
Exactly. You are a totally kind, wonderful person. Thank you for the cash tip. I appreciate that.
Nene's like, you're going to get a bonus for that. Extra nice compliments.
Giving you an extra zero. That check. Keep
an extra zero before the period.
Exactly. So true.
Oh, and she said Candy had deja vu, and Candy's like, I actually do have deja vu. And let me tap into that, because I could be making some more coin decisions.
Right. I feel like she watched the show. Like, she's trying to act like she doesn't know who these girls are. Like, stop being fake. The reads are inaccurate to me.
I love how she read Kenya, because Kenya did come in kind of like all over the place, and she walked while she was talking to her, and she's like, all right, well, I'll wait for you to come back. She's like, well, I'll just put in my bag down. And she's like, yeah, well, you still were... She was very dismissive. It was rude. You know how the how girls are sometimes.
Yeah, right. What I found interesting, too, and Bravo did a good way with the cutting this footage, was that when she told the other girls that she doesn't shake and she hugs, but she did shake Nene's hand. I think she did shake Cynthia's hand. So Bravo cut back to her shaking hands.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Yeah. And so I was like, go ahead, Bravo. Go ahead with your editing. I like
Bravo,
that.
Bravo, y'all are so shady and we love it. And thank God you caught it because I didn't even see that.
Yes, yes. So every time she told somebody that she doesn't shake. And then I was, I think she shook Kim's hand. Even though she, I was like, no, I take it back. She didn't. She's like, I don't shake.
Yeah, she was like shaking the boobs.
The boob thing.
But and you know, like part of me agrees with that because my grandma was someone that was in that kind of realm, and I don't want to say what she was, but she always told me not to touch people with my left hand. She said when you touch people with your left hand, you absorb their energies. Is why I do slightly believe in whatever her name is. I don't want to mess it up anymore. Membele. I don't want to part of me kind of believed it, but at the same time when she threw out the Dixie cup reed, I'm like, all right, you're here for entertainment, because clearly you're throwing out reads. And, like, visual reads that we can see. You're not pulling something out intrinsically. Cynthia was not happy that her boo was being called out straight up an opportunist. And Membele had no problem confirming all this, letting her know that, yeah, these girls are right. What do you guys think about that?
I mean, I still don't... I think there's something weird with Will... That's just how I feel. Like, I just think there's something up with him. I don't know if everyone's if everyone has the purest intentions of telling Cynthia that. I think some people just like to, you know, put their nose in business. But I do think there's something weird with Will, so.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't think Candy came out and directly said he was an opportunist. She said she thought that could be a possibility because he was going on all these shows. Mm-hmm. So I still feel like the verdict is out. Like, nobody is straight up saying he's an opportunist. She's just saying this is what he's done. Be cautious of that. Although I do feel like the way they're editing it for the show, it is like too perfect. Like, you know what I'm saying? Oh, okay. Well, let me talk to you for a second. And then I thought they really were going to go outside. But how are you going to be like, well, let me pull you away from your girls, but really you're 3 feet from the girls so they can hear you. We all can hear you. So you're not really away.
So this episode changed your mind on it, right?
It was a little bit too much like, oh, okay, I'm going to pull you to the side, but I still want everybody to hear and see what I'm saying. Mm. And then I give you a little goodbye kiss. It was a little bit staged, just a little bit. I mean, I'm still liking him for the most part, but there is something a little bit too cliche about this relationship for me.
Well, I feel like when you're dating over 50, the dating pool is already a little... You know, some sharks in there. So I feel like, you know, anytime you're dating someone new, it can be sketchy in the beginning. You can have that, like, honeymoon stage where you're all in love, and then you can have that stage where it's like you go through those bumps in the road, and you, like, if you stay, you guys are stronger, you build a bond. I feel like they're going through that more so than their honeymoon stage, because she's still kind of, like, not letting him all the way in. So I feel like... A lot of guys, when you first date them, they're sketchy. They're dating three other girls, and you know what I'm saying? I feel like that's kind of where Will is right now, I feel like.
Okay, so I have a question about that, because this did come up in this episode. We didn't talk about this when she was with Will, but she made the point of saying that she really liked him, but she didn't want to be exclusive. And then she was like, oh, I don't know. I like the whole thing about she was playing like she was kissing Kenya. I'm like, oh, wait a minute. Are you trying to act like you haven't kissed him and he hasn't hit it yet? Like, what do you all think? Do you think she's giving it up or not?
Mm-mm. I don't think they've had sex yet. I mean, now they probably have because we did some little stalking and we found out they're still kind of seeing each other. So,
but
maybe,
do you think by this episode they weren't yet?
I don't think they had yet, no. Okay. But this episode made it weird for me because what V was saying is completely opposite of how I feel. I feel like the beginning was really, really nice and now it's sketchy.
Yeah.
Especially with this random trip coming up and him not mentioning it and then like the stage goodbyes and... It's just a little weird, and we all know how Bravo works, so I don't really know what's going on, but Cynthia's like, if y'all don't date him, you don't have to, because I am.
But you know, Liam, when you're dating someone first few dates, you're going to get that good side of them. As you continue, and it's still in the beginning month.
Because we're showing you all these lies.
Right.
Believe them.
First first 2 months, you're going to get a little, you know, the little side that he can't hide.
The best part of me.
He can't hide it anymore. You're going to Brazil to get your groove on, okay? We know what's going on.
I mean, that's why we all go to Brazil.
Yeah.
And that statue that's like this, I want to see it.
No, what's it like?
I mean, I would extend my arms, but I don't want to hit you in the face.
Oh my God, we're just doing a group trip, y'all.
To Brazil.
Oh, I don't know, but
Jamaica,
if
maybe.
Anything, I have a heart of gold like Nene. I'm just kidding. If I have a heart of gold like Nene, then Kim is really from the higher power. What was that about? I'm like, Kim!
Wait a minute.
Really?
First of all, they came in with the red cups. I'm that friend. I'm coming in with red cups already turned.
That was so...
I love a red cup.
That was so, like, Atlanta for me. Like, seeing them walk out of Sheree's house with the red cups, I was, like, getting, like... flashbacks. I was like, wow.
And I didn't really like Kim's outfit. I'm sorry. The Pepto-Bismol was on point.
It had this weird, like, it opened, but then it was connected again.
To some pants?
Yeah, it was very, I didn't like that.
Yeah, and they were bright red on the pink and the, no.
Yeah, it was weird. Pick one color. Either all pink or all red. But pink and red, that doesn't go well together.
I don't know how it was going to the bathroom. You know, jumpsuits are kind of hard to
wear.
And apparently, Kenya has a new destiny in her future. I don't know what this is and what she's talking about. What could possibly be Kenya's new destiny?
Maybe she's the one who actually got fired.
That's what I was going to say. Maybe she really is.
Oh, my God.
She's not going to be on the show anymore.
That's what I was thinking.
When they said that, I was like,
ooh. Maybe she'll be the first black housewife of Real Housewives of New York. Maybe she's going to go to New York and be with her husband.
Oh, my God. I'm telling y'all. We are solving things over here at AfterBuzz TV, let me just tell you.
Exactly.
Well, I don't know, but Kim needs a bath, and she refused the bath, and she needed to be cleansed, and she refused to be cleansed. But here's what I need to say about this, and this is very important, because it shows that I'm a loyal Atlanta fan, and I've been watching from the beginning. Kim said something that was very interesting. I've been read by the best, and I agree with that. She has been read by the best. Rose, season one, predicted that Kim would have four more children.
Yes, I remember that.
And
oh my
she
gosh.
Would get married to the man of her dreams that was younger and more gorgeous. Mm-hmm. And we were all looking at Rose like, what are you smoking, girl? Yes. That is not happening.
The right stuff, apparently.
It happened. It happened. Yes. So Kim... she has been read by the best, so if Kim's like, I'm not connected to you, I ain't mad at you, boo, for not even going near her. I don't know if I'd want to be cleansed that way either, especially if I'm not really feeling her. Right. If I'm feeling you, cleanse it up.
That, right. I feel like that's the ultimate, like, drag, though, to say, like, can I give you a bath? Like, I feel like there's this whole new spiritual level
like, you
of
are so dirty.
Yes, like, that's a whole new spiritual level of disrespect. Like, you dirty, musty... like, you need a bath. Like, I would be like, all right, listen, I got to swing on you now. Like, you left me no choice but to swing on you.
Amazing.
You don't think Kim needs to be baptized?
Oh, no, she does. She needs the blood of Jesus all over her.
She needs at least the lake of Minnetonka or whatever. But, for the Purple Rain fans. But one thing I did have an issue with is, okay, she didn't want to be bathed, and they went back and forth, but how are you just going to walk off the job? I'm like, wait a minute, Mbele, where are you going? Like, how are you just leaving? She's like, okay. She just, like, walks away.
She walked away because she didn't want to beat her ass.
And I was like, Nene, you need your money back. Like, how did you pay her? Like, how she just walking away?
Did you see she picked up the sage and she was like, Lord, protect me? Because I'm a... beat some girl's butts.
The way she asked the sage was like she needs to hit a blunt.
Yes! She was ashing the sage.
Oh my God, girl, I got you. Like, I literally saw, like, my auntie, like, and my grandma at the same time when she got up and she was like, just walking away. I was like, listen, I've done that to my elders before where they got so mad at me that they're like, I'm going to kill you if I don't walk away. So I'm just going to walk away.
I don't know. But Kim talking about she's being the higher power. Girl, you are not no higher power.
I want that on a shirt.
So just stop.
I am the higher power.
I was like, okay, Kim. Stop it. Stop it right now. First of all, you are throwing shade every day, and you're making up for the shade you haven't thrown in all these other episodes this season. and now you're a higher power. Like, you're going to be struck with lightning once the lights come back on. Like,
well, the lights came back on, and everybody left, and nobody wanted to get their hair wet, and it was just NeNe and Kim at the very end of the day, and they wanted to discuss what is not right. And Kim's like, everything is okay. I mean, I acted like a fool at your house, but everything should be okay. And NeNe's like, no, it's not okay. You're calling me out about the handicap. I haven't really felt your vibe. You came to my house with the weird vibe. I don't know. NeNe seems a little too sensitive this episode for me personally. I feel like she could have handled Kim a little bit better and actually vocalized what she was mad about instead of being so freaking vague. Like, she was being so vague. Like, tell me what the problem is instead of just being like, oh, we just ain't right. We just not on the same page. And like, no, you're not on the same page. And Kim was not doing any better by bringing up drugs. Like, have you not seen last season?
Yeah.
Don't talk about drugs and don't talk about sexual allegations. It's way too much. And the reason I'm speeding through is because we had a little technical difficulty and we need to rush toward the end. So what do we feel about Kim and NeNe and this very last scene?
I get where NeNe's coming from, because there are people in your life that, like, you can just, like, you can't put exactly, like, your finger on why you don't need them around. But, like, when I'm in those situations, I kind of just, like, gracefully back off. Like, mm-hmm. I don't call up, like, listen, I can't tell you why I don't mess with you no more, but I don't mess with you, and it might have to do with this, but I'm not really sure. But just know that I, NeNe Leakes, do not mess with you.
I could see,
like,
that.
Like, that's just, I feel like that's so unnecessary, but it's Bravo, so.
For me, that whole scene seemed like, honestly, like the Twilight Zone. I was like, are we having the same conversation? Mm-hmm. Like, Kim was saying one thing, and then NeNe was like, well, no. I felt like they weren't at all communicating with each other all. Like, Kim didn't understand anything NeNe was saying, and NeNe wasn't really hearing Kim. Like, Kim's like, well, I think we're good. It's no big deal or whatever. What do you mean I haven't supported you? And even before that, when Sheree was like, well, what's our problem? NeNe was like, I don't have a problem. And so the whole night, NeNe was there supposedly to get all the elephants out the room. But in essence, she just was like, okay, let's talk about something other than me and Portia.
What was that about?
It was just her whole vibe the whole night was like, what are you talking about, NeNe? Like,
yeah, it was strange. Yeah, she clearly had a problem with Sheree, and she did not want to talk about them. Thank you for bringing that up. That was really strange, V.
Well, I just feel like the best way for these women to get things resolved is to do a one-on-one sit down, and for NeNe and Kim to sit down and still not get anything resolved. I just feel like, you know, some beef is forever. Like Candy said, you know, elephants live forever. This beef is going to live forever. So just wash your hands with it, you know, just let it be. Just, you know, I don't know. It's over.
As Cardi B would say, she going to have a beef with me. She going to have beef forever.
And you know what? She's bringing up choking still. Like, if I was NeNe, I'd be like, bring up that choking one more time. I'm really going to choke you. I'm trying to get away from that.
Yes. Well, at least she did it off camera. That's all I can say.
Before we go, we got some news and gossip really quickly.
Don't know if we're going to be able to get this up on the screen or not, but a picture recently did come out of Cynthia, and she is still with Will.
Yeah, it's fine. We don't have to do the picture, so just talk about it.
So, I guess she's ignoring Mabelle and her friends because they're still together. But on to more interesting news. Tonight, while the show was airing, Candy posted, I'm sick of these bitches lying on me. Ooh. Kim, I have never wanted you or your box. Stop swearing on your kids while you're telling lies. Lying ass bitch. Somebody's really reaching for a permanent peach here. This is my house. You're just a visitor. To which NeNe commented on this post and said, she stay lying. And then Kim said, if anybody's lying, it's you, Candy. You and your husband are full-on swingers, effing all kinds of girls and can never admit it. And B, if that weren't for me, there would be no house. Remember, I built this house.
Ooh. To which NeNe replied, but I'm the general contractor.
Okay! And that was giving me life. I did see that.
Yes.
And I totally agree. Kim, you might have put the foundation in, but NeNe was in charge of getting that house built. You know what? They all really had a lot to do with making this foundation great. The Real Housewives of Atlanta is probably the most popular and best watched franchise behind. I mean, they're the first ones. All the other ones are the ones that come after that. Like Beverly Hills, everyone likes Beverly Hills second. Everyone likes Jersey third. But Real Housewives of Atlanta is the best. And this season, it's just going to get juicier.
Yes.
So you might want to stick around and come see us next Sunday, because we always have gossip for you. And we're just going to keep it going. You can find me on all social media platforms at Hollywood Leanne. As always, I'm your main host. Come see us every Sunday night. And I can't do this without my girls.
What's up, guys? I had so much fun tonight. You can follow me on all the things at OKDrewJ.
What's up, party people? It's been a blast. You can follow me on all social media at Erica, E-R-I-K-A, D as in door, Edwards.
This show has been so fun tonight. We love your comments. Make sure to comment below. And you can tweet me or you can just find me on Instagram, Conversation Piece. And we'll be back next week.
Give us a thumbs up. Thank you. We'll see you guys next week. Love you guys. Bye. Bye, After Buzzers.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.